Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Yes, I got a charge on my credit card, and I was wondering, it doesn't look like something I ordered. Can you enlighten me?
Yes, sir, of course. I will just need a little bit of information from you so I can locate your account, okay, sir?
Okay.
Okay, if I can go ahead and have your zip code.
92114.
Okay, and can I have your first and last name?
Thomas Lee, L-I-U.
Okay, and can you go ahead and verify your shipping address for Mr. Thomas?
6315 Imperial Avenue, number 407, San Diego, California, 92114.
Okay, so if you'll just hold one moment for me, and I can see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, so it does look like you do have our Pure Smartwatch and Pure Mani Podge, which this is a luxury item. It is great for people who are active or who are interested in the latest fashion trends. Both of these products, they are some really great products. But I do see here where you called in on the March the 23rd, and they did go ahead and refund you the $14.95, stating that you didn't want the warranty. And then I also have here again where you called March the 24th, and they offered you a 35% discount and 50% discount on these products, but it doesn't look like you said yes to those products. So I do see here, again, you have a charge for $5.95 and $5.95, which is for the smartwatch and the mini pods. That was just for the shipping and handling. So you had 14 days to test out these products. If you didn't give us a call within the 14 days, we would bill you the full price of that product, which was $59.95 and $59.95 for both the watch and the mini pods.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I'd like to refund my money or something.
Yes, sir. So I do apologize, but these are valid charges because it did state in the terms and conditions when you ordered them that you would be charged the full price of the product if you didn't give us a call within the 14 days.
Oh, did they tell me that on the phone?
Yes, sir. It does state that they did tell you that.
I don't remember. I'm going to fight that. So that you say you can't do anything right now, correct?
No, sir, because it does look like...
I got charged 69 or 59 twice, correct?
Yes, sir, but you did receive that product in the mail. Those are for the mini pods and the smartwatch. And I do see here where you did call in and they offered you a 75% discount on the earbuds and watch, and you did agree to that. And so these are at a discounted rate, sir.
You mean the AirPods at $59 is a discounted rate?
Correct.
What's the original price?
It says that they are $74.95 and the watch is $89.
I got a 30% discount?
You got a 75% discount on them, so making that $59.97 and
$59.97.
Okay.
Sound like a 70.
Yes, sir. I do understand. I do apologize. Just give me 1 second, and I can see what I can do for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, sir. So I do apologize. It doesn't look like they did give you your discount, and I do apologize. I didn't catch that at first. But what I can do for you is I can go ahead and refund you $44.96, making those AirPods and watch $14.99.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
Okay, I do apologize that I did not catch that, sir.
Okay. So I'll get charged $14.99 and $14.99 two times, right? For the AirPods and the watch.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And you should. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I'll be seeing that on my transactions on my credit card, correct?
Correct. I sent you an email as well. You should be receiving an email to the email on your account, which is tkhliu1234@aol.com. Is that
correct?
Okay. So you should be receiving an email stating that I did go ahead and refund you, and you should see that in your bank account in 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.